Good morning. It's 10:02 a.m. on Monday, October the 12th, 2020. My 68th birthday. Yeah. The 365th day of my streak on For the Words. I've written something over 600,000 words in the last year, and very few of them in the last couple of months. So I didn't have my goal of a million words, but I got some good words. I've published 3 books so far this year. If I can get the cover from the cover artist, I've got Dark Knight Station back from Karen. I need to get that taken care of so that it's ready to go when the cover is here. I still need to deal with some formatting for paperbacks. Oh, they took down this whole fence. I'll be damned. I wonder what they're going to replace it with, or if. The neighborhood here had a... They've got brick pillars that are about 4 feet tall, and there's been a stockade-style fence. On this whole block, it's gone. That's what I get for not walking, I guess. I notice there's a lot of color in the trees now that wasn't there last Thursday. Or that I didn't notice last Thursday. The official temperature says 46, but I think it's closer to 56. It's quite warm in the sun. It's quite cool in the shade. It's quite lovely altogether. Today is the first day in a long time. There's been the visibility enough that I could see the mountains. There's snow on them. Not surprising, there's snow on them most of the year. But, yeah, looking over there, I thought, oh, is it a low-lying cloud? And I realized, no, I can finally see the mountains. And they're snow-covered. Well, not covered completely, but they're pretty white-looking. So I needed to get back on this walking thing. If I want to see 70, I'm going to need to keep walking. And I try to think about, you know, what would I do on my 70th birthday? What's something that I want to do that I can plan for doing on the 70th birthday? Sitting up and taking sustenance would be a good thing. But what I like to do, what would be suitable marking for it? I don't know. My father lived to 72. Grandfather lived to 86. Come somebody on the sidewalk, let me make way. How long will I live? I don't know. Nobody does. Good morning. Nobody does. When it comes to risk factors, I have some. Diabetes is definitely a risk factor. Increases my chance for heart disease. But I'm also particularly well off. I'm not under any economic stress. I'm not under any kind of considerable physical stress. My mother died in her 60s, early 60s, 50s maybe, late 50s maybe. She'd had polio as a girl and was under constant stress. So it's not too surprising that one morning she just didn't wake up. Dad died of Legionnaires. Picked it up on a cruise. I don't remember where. He and my stepmother did cruises like 4 or 5 times a year. That was where I first learned that it was cheaper to live on a cruise boat, a cruise ship, than it was to live in an assisted care facility. And the food's better. That's what he always said. Bet he passed away a little while ago. I got the notice, but... Oh, I voted. We all voted, the whole household. We got our ballots on Saturday. Friday, I think. We all sat around and my younger hostage to fortune had done a lot of the research for us. So he knew which of the unmarked candidates were problematic, and which of the there were a lot of referendums. There's always a lot of referendums on these. There's a lot of state, county, city referenda. I suspect most of them will fail. There's a couple that need to fail. Let's see what happens. But we went to the official Dropbox that just happens to be very close to the house here. I took them over and dropped them all off this morning. So the whole house has voted. I'm ready to skew any poll wants to call me now. Not like I wasn't ready before. Well, I have to say, it feels good to be walking. My therapist gets me to rethink, to stop, to be mindful. Perhaps more than Headspace does. But to be mindful of the things that I think about myself, the things I think about what's going on around me. And one of the things that stuck with me, I shared it with Dave Robinson when he was here, The walk is a gift I give myself. And on my birthday, it seemed only appropriate that I should give myself this gift. Even though I really just didn't feel like I wanted to. I just wanted to sit and stay in Fallout 4. But I had to get up, I had to go get groceries. I was gonna get tiramisu. And of course, they didn't have any. Of course, today they didn't have any. So I got a carrot cake. I'll have a carrot cake for my birthday. The fam is horrified that I have bought my own birthday presents. Coming up on it, get ready, say it with me. Monk post. And in a certain sense, I appreciate that I've usurped their goodwill in a certain sense. But there were two things that were rather expensive that I didn't feel comfortable with asking for my birthday. One was a new router. And we got a new router. I think I spent all day Saturday. Yeah, I think I spent a lot of day, a lot of the day, I don't say all day, but I spent a lot of the day Saturday morning in particular. When I should have been out walking, I spent it wrestling with getting the new router set up. And of course, when I did that, it completely bollocksed up everything else that I had done to put together the extended network. So I had to go tear apart the wired network. The wireless network was doing well. The wired network, not so much. So I had to go through and tear it all apart. And look at, I had a router that was acting as a switch. And of course, when I put the new router in the old, it just never didn't work. It kept confusing everybody. So I reset the router, and then of course it's an old router, so I had to go look up the PDFs online to figure out A, how to reset it, B, what the factory defaults were, so that I could then regain control of it to put it back together again. And everybody had to log back in again. But after that, we got it going. I think the printer is established. So I think the network is back together. I'll find out when I have to print something important and the printer doesn't work whether or not I'm right. Because heaven forfend, I should do something rash like test it. Yeah, it's a lot warmer than 46. At least in the sun, it's a lot warmer than 46. So I got up, I went and got groceries, and came back, took care of the groceries, and before I took my boots off, I came up for the walk. I'm glad I did. I'm always glad when I do take the walk. It's like I have a scale of effort. I have a few things that fall into the I did the least I could do category. And the walk is and the podcast is about the least I could do. The least I could do is get on the treadmill and walk, and I haven't done that, even though I actually enjoy walking on the treadmill because I can watch videos and have 40 minutes of entertainment while I move my body. I need to do that in the evenings again. I was doing it for a while. Walk outside in the morning, walk on the treadmill in the evening. I gotta get back in the habit of treadmill walking because the weather's gonna turn crappy here soon. And when it does, I'm not gonna wanna get out here. But I also don't wanna stop walking. I really need to keep walking. Even if I don't keep talking, I need to keep walking. Good morning. This lady walking her dog on her bicycle. A young, very happy dog. Keeping right up with her. So, for the birthday celebration tonight, it's going to be. I got some steaks. Got some nice looking ribeyes. I got to grill them. Mashed potatoes and green beans. Really need to make yogurt today. It's getting almost too late to do it, and I've got a refrigerator full of stuff, so I need to get rid of some of the stuff in the fridge before I can make yogurt. Lot more. We had our final mow of the season Thursday. Sprinklers are turned off, so we're pretty much secure for the winter. It'll probably be like 80 and 90 degrees from now until December 15th, and then it'll be 10. Got an earworm stuck. I was listening to the Pandora on the way over to the stop sign, and I got a lyric caught in my head and it won't let go because it's a nonsense lyric. It doesn't make any sense. Even if there are no stars in sight, you'll always be my only guiding light. Well, yeah, if you don't have anything else, what else are you going to do? I mean, it's like, okay, fine. It would be more impressive if all the stars at night were in sight. If all the stars glowed at night. With all the stars that glow at night, you'll always be my only guiding light. I don't know. I don't know how to make it scan. But it's like, dude, if you haven't got anything else, what are you going to do? I mean, I have a tree down in my backyard. Holy shit. It's on the side of the house that we can't see from inside. Oh, no, it's not down, but that's one of the aspens is split away. I'll have to get out there and do something about it. But not right now. Probably not today. And tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.